The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and this week we've seen the news that the Welsh international Susie Green has called time on her international career. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Susie shortly, who spoke to us after retiring from the Dragons back in 2020, and also hear from some of her teammates as we celebrate her amazing career.
There was a lot of thought went into the decision, and it wasn't taken lightly, and lots of discussions with significant others, my family, some very close mentors as well. But I think there was an overarching feeling for me that I wanted to be able to see my family a little bit more, and I had other things that I wanted to pursue in terms of my career. So they'd kind of all been on hold. Since I moved to Cardiff Met, I'd had discussions each year to look at some more research, but finding the time to be able to do that was tough, and I'd kind of put that on the back burner until I'd finished playing. And I think it's kind of has come to a natural time point, really, where there's a couple of opportunities. And yeah, like I said, seeing my family and my friends as well, but in particular, my family are based up in Chester, so being able to see them a little bit more is important to me.
14 years of Super League. The league must have changed a lot since 2005.
Yes, and it's hard to kind of comprehend how much it's grown, to be honest. I think, you know, recalling some of the memories from those first couple of years and the games, and I think I've shared some of those with people, saying we ran out into those warm-ups and there was kind of one man on his dog sitting in some of the audiences. And, you know, relatively low level. I've seen quite a number of venues across the UK. Yeah, so it has changed. It's become more professional, but more demanding time-wise and of players. And I think that's important to be recognised, that, you know, the players that are entering into this, it's not easy. So don't enter into an arena where you think it's going to be easy, because it's really not. It's tough, but if you want it, you'll work for it. I suppose that's my advice to people who are looking to enter into it. People tend to see the highs and the happy places, but actually there's both. You know, there's peaks, there's highs, there's lows. You get through them with the people that you're closest to, and that's your family and that's your teammates, who become like a second family, really.
Mm-hmm. And back in 2005, the news that a game would be shown live on S4C, people would just laugh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't remember when Sky first started airing our games. It's that long ago. I can't remember when it changed, to be honest. But I remember, yeah, the discussions and the nervousness, actually, about having Sky games then and what happens when. And I suppose that's when it started, really, that exposure of the female sport that is netball, and, you know, and the growth that we see today, and we're on this journey now as a sport, and hopefully that will help us. You know, buy-in from someone as big as, or an organisation as big as Sky is massive, but we still need more, particularly here in Wales with the franchise and with Welsh netball. I mean, the Wales netball team is the international, leading international female participation sport in Wales, and we're still looking for big sponsors, and after 14 years it's tough, really, but keep plugging away and hopefully someone will see it's a great time to invest in female sport when we're on that growth ladder, rather than investing when we're there already. That's probably the real kind of want that I would want to pass on to the organisations, if they listen, is that get in now, get in early, because you will see that we're on the treadmill, if you like, we're moving to bigger things, but it will only happen if we get that buy-in as well and engagement from those companies.
Nia Jones also wanted to share her thoughts on how special Susie is.
I know you've asked me for a 30-second voice note on Susie Drain, Andy, but actually I could be here for 30 minutes talking about how wonderful she is as not only just a player, terrifically skillful, works super, super hard on her craft, super professional in her approach to her conditioning, her training, individual skills, super accountable. She's an amazing teammate, always puts the team first, just does whatever role she is asked to do to the absolute best of her ability every single time. It's that consistency that I think, You know, it takes a special type of person and player to play 125 caps for your country as a mid-quarter. You know, that says a lot about her longevity and how much she looks after herself, but also, you know, keeps getting selected time and time again in different teams, in different roles, under different coaches. But also what I want to say, and what lots of people who've played with Susie will say, is she's just an amazing person. She's so kind, so caring, so thoughtful, and she always knows what to do. She always has such a level approach to everything. She's extremely passionate and fierce when she needs to be, but she's also extremely measured, has brilliant rational thinking for everything. And whenever I'm wondering, what do I do in this situation? This feels a little bit tricky. I talk to Susie and I immediately feel calmer and have more clarity. So I will miss her immensely. I have learned so much from her, not just from her as a player. She humbled me in my very first session when I was in under-21s, and I used to think I was quite good. I went in and trained with the seniors, and I had to mark Susie, who was playing wing attack at the time, and I left there thinking I needed to start again, because this girl was just too quick, too clever, too smart, and always about three steps ahead of wherever I was. So she still does that now. She's still not the person you want to go in when you're doing a 1v1 drill, because she'll school you, but I've learned so much from her as a leader as well. It's been an absolute privilege to co-captain our national team together. I feel like we've had a really nice blend and lent on each other in really good times and in tricky times as well. So I will miss her so much. But I know that she can hold her head extremely high for what she has done for netball, not just in Wales, but in the UK. You know, 15 years as a Super League player at the top level, again, takes huge commitment. So, yeah, I wish her all the best with her new chapter, both with her academic career with Cardiff Metropolitan University. She's a clever clogs as well. But also with her family. She's recently engaged to the wonderful Adam, and she's got a brilliant family from the better half of Wales, which is North Wales, which is where we're both from. So, yeah, I love Susie to absolute bits, and I look forward to having some more off-court catch-ups with her very soon.
We look at people that are involved with the sport for such a long time, and you, Hannah Knight and Rachel Dunn, that have given so much to the sport over this time. How does it feel to be among those kind of names?
Yeah, fantastic. You know, I hadn't really thought about that before. I think Rich actually had a year out with a knee injury, but I mean, essentially, we've all been around that, amongst others, you know, with coaches such as Anna Mays, who I started playing alongside, and we developed a friendship. We're now best friends through that. I'm very fortunate to have her as one of my close friends and mentor as well, alongside the likes of Julia Longville. And, you know, amongst other coaches that have been involved, Jess Silvey, who we saw step away from Super League, but now in the England role, Tamsin Greenway, again, kind of the list goes on. So I'm one of those, essentially, and probably a bit of a wow factor for me. I'm just kind of an ordinary person that's played netball as a hobby I've been very fortunate to play it for so long at franchise level. And that's, like I said, due to the people around me. I've had my fantastic support network, which I'm truly thankful for. They've been the ones that have kept me going, and I think now has kind of highlighted the time where I actually want to spend a bit more time with them and invest my time into them as well.
Captain for 8 seasons, that's truly special.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think for anyone who's captained any team, really, it's a real privilege. We often say that actually the captain's got the easiest job. We toss the coin at the start of the game, and it's actually the team that you work with that's the most important, that they're the ones that you're part of, and you hopefully just are fortunate, you know, to have that name, I suppose, or role. I've been really fortunate to play with some amazing people and have been led by, you know, when I started, numerous people I've captained alongside as well. Anna, who was in there captaining, Sarah Hale, who I've led with, Nia Jones last season, amongst others, and they're just in Dragons. I obviously started my Wales career as well, and Ursula or Billy Bowers, so they've taught me a lot, and hopefully I've been able to pass on some of what I've learned onto the next group of people. And I'm still learning, which is why I'm still playing, which is the exciting thing, I think. I think since we've had that fantastic final appearance in 2013. It hasn't all been plain sailing. We had a tough ride, and it wasn't easy when we didn't have a coach, and that happened twice. And actually, some of the players ended up so taking on, and usually it was the leadership group, and for a couple of sessions, we actually delivered those sessions, but worked closely with the franchise management, who then obviously named some fantastic coaches that have been able to start our journey back up. So Julie Hornweg coming over was just the start in 2018, as well as looking after the Wales team, and also Tanya Hoffman coming over last year. It's those kind of names, and hopefully that will give our coaches here in Wales, or a little bit closer to home, a little bit of an opportunity to be able to build their knowledge of the game, and the processes of coaching, and hopefully we'll see those in place over the coming season.
Hi Andy, it's Sarah Moore. More than happy to talk about Susie. I think it's extremely fortunate that Wales Netball have got as much time as they have with Susie Drane wearing the Welsh feathers on her chest. It's been a phenomenal playing career for Susie, and one that we look back on really fondly, as a coach working with Susie, as a captain alongside Susie, and as a player with her. I think it's fair to say that she's one of the all-time greats in terms of what she's contributed to netball in Wales. Very sad that she won't be participating in the World Cup, but obviously Susie and I had talked about that and we discussed the reasons why that would be happening, and it's absolutely the right time for Susie to step back and spend time with her family and focus on her academic career. So I wish her every success for the future. I know she will be fantastic in whatever it is that she goes on and does, and she will be hugely missed, but absolutely a fantastic servant for Wales netball and somebody that is hugely respected in the game, and I'm sure we'll see her involved in the future. Thank you.
Where do you start with Susie Drane? Most capped Wales player, great leader, great role model, and all-round great friend of mine. I met her a few years ago now when I first came over, and she took me under her wing, and we've been best friends ever since. Susie Drane is an outstanding player. She's an outstanding role model. She leads from the front. And what she does and expects of herself, she then expects of everybody else around her, and that for me is a true leader. She goes about her business very professionally, both on and off the court. Not only does she work hard in training, she pushes herself to be better than what she was the day before, which then she pushes everyone else around her. And then not on top of that, she will go home and continue to do more again, so that then she's better again the next day.
She's so respectful. She's loyal to, Wales, her teammates, herself, her family, and she is going to be sorely missed by the current squad heading into new pastures for herself, and I wish her all the very best. She's got a doctorate to finish now. She's got a wedding to plan, and she's got some exciting times ahead, but what she leaves behind is a legacy that people will surely miss. But those who've had the privilege, including myself, to be around her and take to the court with her, will always take away how hard she works, how loyal she is, how respectful she is, how she will just go that extra mile. Her professionalism, both as a player and as a captain, she just leads by the front, and it's been a pleasure to serve under her, I guess, if serve's the right word. But it's also been amazing to stand beside her arm in arm and sing the Welsh National Anthem with some of those 125 caps that she's gained for her country. And yeah, I wish her all the very best in her new pastures, and what she wants to now look forward to.
Susie Drain, an absolute incredible human being. 8 years ago, I stepped foot into the senior environment for the first time, and she was one of the first people that opened her arms up with warmth, with welcome, and I really felt her nurture. It was a particularly scary time, my first time in a senior environment, and what a person to learn from. I remember her being the most humble human being I've ever come across, the hardest worker, and I learned very quickly that nothing was too big an ask for Susie Drain. You know, she demonstrates the most skillful style of play. She's so classy with what she does on court. But what most people won't see is the hard work and the dedication she does behind the scenes. Her training, her work ethic is second to none. And she just has the biggest influence on you to want to get better. You see how much it has paid off for Suze. And she instills that energy in you, that encouragement in you, that, you know, you can always get better, you can always learn. That is something I know is so important to Susie, is, you know, you are always learning no matter where you are in your journey. That's something that I've always taken from her. As well as off court, you know, you're always able to learn from her in terms of the perspectives that she has, the knowledge she has, the support that she offers. Again, nothing is ever too much for Susie. She will always offer guidance. She will always listen, and she will always give you honesty, which I hugely, hugely respect. We can't thank Susie enough for what she's brought to us in Wales. And I'm so grateful for her friendship. We do have a common saying, what would Susie do? And I hope, you know, that just gives you a little bit of an idea of, you know, how we rely on Susie and how much we value what she brings to the squad, both as a teammate, as a leader, and absolutely as a friend. I know everyone has enjoyed their playing time with Suze. Again, both on and off the court, we've had some wicked times. You know, she's all for fun, but then her professionalism as well, she knows when to turn that on. She's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And like I say, I don't think we'll ever be able to thank Susie enough for the years that she's given to all of us, to our sport, and to the influence that she has had within Wales. So we will miss her terribly, but we also know she is only a phone call away and she'll never be too far from courtside. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she has next in store, because whatever it is, it'll be brilliant. And we've been very lucky to have had Susie Drain. Thank you.
I think it's only right that I ask you about some of my favourite ever Welsh netball players.
Yeah.
What about Rosie and Kelly? What are they like? Let's have a couple of stories about them too.
Oh, gosh. I was actually fortunate enough to share a trip to Sydney with both of them after the World Cup in 2015. We stayed for a week afterwards. And I don't know that I've ever laughed so much in a week. We just had an absolutely amazing time. There were a group of us. Beth Dyke was in that group as well. Our team manager was there, and we just had an absolute blast. It was brilliant. They're just fantastic characters, friends that I will be able to say for life, you know. And that's the value of sport, to bring friendships for life. And, you know, like I said, I've been fortunate enough to have amazing experiences in the Super League and then on to Wales as well. And these friendships, they don't just go away. That, you know, after spending so much of your time with them on the court, in the gym, you're fortunate enough to be able to walk away with those close friendships and relationships. And they last far, far beyond when you actually finish playing.
News of Susie's retirement came via a special video that was produced by Cardiff Met.
Being an individual sportsperson who can be honoured to wear the feathers on their chest is just amazing, and it's hard to put into words the feeling that can give you. You're one of a very few people that have got that privilege, I suppose. It's a real honour to be able to do that. it feels that like the right time now for me, for my family. People will who know me will know that I'm a very family orientated person. It's important for me to have that time whilst I can now. And also there have been opportunities for me to pursue my academic career as well. So I have enrolled on a doctorate. I've been studying that for the last year, and it's something that I would like to give more time to. So now is absolutely the right time for me to take a step back from playing. To be able to go up to the World Cup qualifiers, win 5 from 5, and send the team into a World Cup is, for me, was just kind of the icing on the cake and put me at peace with the decision that had been ongoing, and knowing that they will go and do a good job over in South Africa. It just feels like it's the right time for me to make this decision and have the Glasgow World Cup qualifiers as my finisher.
Susie is so much more than a player. She does a lot of coach education for us. She's very interested in developing players, which is something she's going to help us with from this point on. So she can't get away from us for good. But I always remember us tutoring a course, and there was a tour here at the university, and a group came into the hall, and I've never heard a squeal so loud. One girl on the tour recognised Susie from obviously being an international netballer, and it was just a massive fangirl moment, and I never forget, and I tease Susie about it, but actually it encapsulates what she's done for people that are fans of netball and just the role model that she is.
What has netball given me? Netball's given me an amazing set of experiences. It's given me an amazing set of friendships, which I will continue and be very fortunate to have for the rest of my life. My best friend, Anna Stembridge, I've got to know through netball. Her daughter is my goddaughter. I've travelled all around the world. I've been really, really fortunate.
As a person, she's really bubbly, really lively. She's really considered, and she's a person that holds true to her values, fiercely loyal. And I think, you know, we've seen that as a servant for her country and our sport.
I've had so many learning lessons from netball and sport, and I will continue to have those learning lessons because I will still be involved in the game. But in particular, resilience and the art of being resilient. And a really good example that I always call upon is actually when I wasn't selected for the 2007 World Cup. I learned a lot about myself at that point, and without that point in time, that actually I probably wouldn't be sat here. So whilst it was a tough learning lesson, it was also one of my most valuable. So this is my first ever trials letter, so my invitation to the under-17s Wales squad trials. So I had the invitation in here, and also the letter to confirm my selection, and that was in 2002, so it's 20 years old, this letter. It was probably my first ever real understanding of what competitive sport was like. I was really fortunate to have an amazing team, and I absolutely loved it. And I had great coaches, and they taught me some really important values of being humble, hardworking, and making sure that you had respect for others as well in the team. And actually, I'd like to think that that has kind of come along with me across my 20 years in the game. Having memorabilia like this is so... It's just really nice to be able to remember some of the memories that I've had at those competitions, the high, the giggles, the good times, the tough times as well, because they're equally important to remember. I think it's really cool to be able to think that actually I'm one of the few people that have been able to participate at some of these events that have gone on, and the memories that I have will always stick with me. I've got a collection of good luck cards from every single event that I've been to. For me, they're invaluable. They give me lots of memories, and it's something that I've collected along the way. My mum has printed and kept a log of kind of articles, newspaper articles, online articles, and of significant milestones as well. And so she's kept a handwritten note of all my caps. I wish, I suppose, when I was starting out, that someone had said to me, keep everything that you can, because it can really give you special memories. But I'm very glad that my mum did. My family have been there through thick and thin. They've been amazing. I couldn't have got through the last 20 years representing Wales netball without them. They've been at most of my games, I think. They've travelled around the world with me, and they've also given me very honest opinions on my my performances as well. Some good, some not so good. My sister's very honest and tells me exactly what I need to do to work harder or play better or whichever. But yeah, I couldn't have done the last 20 years without them. I've been really, really fortunate to have some significant and very special friends, and also a fiancé that has supported me through my career, to which I am truly grateful, and I wouldn't have been able to achieve what I have without them.
And clearly I'm not well, Susie, but diolch for everything you've done for the game. I really hope that's right.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.